Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Just another quick warning. TMZ is now reporting memorabilia prices soar after Kobe Bryant's death. And there are a bunch of scumbags out there that they've found to be pushing fakes. Be on the lookout.
No surprise there. I mean, that is the way it goes, right?
If you are looking to pick up something Kobe-related, make sure you double-check, because not only are you paying through the nose for this, I mean, some of this stuff, it has just shot up through the roof. Let me tell you a couple of these.
Remember when the fires were happening and people were getting caught looting people's homes?
Yep. People capitalize on other people's misfortune. So. It just happens.
No
Let's
surprise.
Let's see here. Game-worn signed Kobe jersey from the 04-05 season was supposed to... They thought that it would go for about $6,000. And the bidding is happening right now. So the thing had started before the auction had started before his death, and then it continues on. Looks like it's all the way up to $6,500, and the auction runs for another month.
That's
going to go for a lot of money. They figured it would cap out right around $6,000. I mentioned this one earlier. A high-end dealer, an extremely rare basketball card from Kobe, which was expected to sell around $2,500, has sold in the private market after his death for $50,000. And with the high demand comes scam artists. They say, be on high alert. You're going to pay through the nose, and you don't want, if you're willing to do that, you don't want to wind up with a fake. Some people want to collect things. That's what they do. Billy Joel is in the news today, randomly.
Billy Joel.
His place got robbed.
Only the good die. Right?
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
It's a hit.
Yeah, I like Billy Joel. I like his old stuff. So, look, his place got broken into, which is bad enough, but they trashed all his motorcycles that he had there. He's apparently he actually owns a motorcycle shop in the Hamptons, mm-hmm. where they restore vintage bikes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the burglary took place sometime between Saturday and Monday morning at his home on Long Island. 12 motorcycles and a home office on the property were vandalized.
He's very famous around the world. That's a dumb thing to say. I was about to say, but in Long Island, he's around.
Yeah.
Like people,
well, he lives there.
Yeah, I mean, people see him, people know him. He's very the pizza. My aunt and uncle, well, my aunt who's passed, rest in peace, Aunt Loretta, and uncle. We would visit them, and the pizzeria you'd go to is his.
Oh,
and they'd be like, oh, you see him here all the time. Okay.
That's
his
neat.
Place. Here's the overview of his properties. It's a brick mansion.
Mm.
It's absolutely stunning. I want to say that's water right across the street from him, Vin. And I think he's got water behind him, too. Mm-hmm. Like, he's down at the tip of some, you know, he's probably got the best place in the whole island.
Yeah.
So it looks like... I'm not seeing exactly what happened, but they smashed the door to the garage. That's where they got in.
That sucks.
He discovered the damage Monday morning and called the cops, and I guess he hadn't been there since Saturday. So, and here's some pictures of that's the front of his garage. It's just like magnificent brickwork. Like brick, everything's brick, and then just even the paths leading up to and away from it. Oh my God. Place is beautiful.
Would you be in heaven?
I would, Ben.
You would?
Brick houses, are you kidding me? We owned a brick house in St. Louis, and I loved that house so much.
I love brick, too.
It was beautiful. It had, like, all kinds of, like, little corner things going on. Oh, just loved it.
You posted a picture of your backyard brick floor with little grass in between.
The moss growing in it, yeah.
And you were like, oh, heaven, or something like that. And I thought, God, we're so different. You loved it, though.
Every winter, like, the moss grows up and mounds up over the top of all the bricks. I didn't plant it or anything. It just grows there, you know? Moss does its thing. And so the brick walkways all have, like, a green cast to them. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful.
Sounds super slippery.
It's not. It's not bad. It's not on the surface. It's just been in the cracks.
I see. How do we whack the crap out of that?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought, no, God, we're so...
I get really sad when it dries up in the, you know, as soon as it stops raining and it dries up. No, I get real sad. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I'll do a couple more Super Bowl fast facts. I've got a new dating term for you and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.